Ball line to Yadid, short. He throws. It's over. The Brewers have won the American League pennant. Milwaukee, you have a World Series. Thousands of people streaming on to the field at County Stadium. It is absolute pandemonium.
That one will always choke me up, ladies and gentlemen. That was Bob Uecker's 1982 call when the Brewers won the American League pennant and headed off to the World Series for an absolute heartbreaker. That World Series, in my opinion, came down to one single missed strike call, but that's a topic for a whole nother day. Folks, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. If you've been listening to me, you know I am an insanely huge Brewers fan. Always have been, always will be, a homer through and through. We got a fabulous guest for this Friday afternoon program. We got Marty Ronsky, COO of the Milwaukee Brewers. Marty, I have only known the Brewers with Bob Uecker my entire life. You as well. What has it been like to both honor Mr. Uecker's legacy in so many amazing ways, so many different tributes, like big props to Yelly for the plaid suit on opening day, right? Like, what's it like to both honor him and miss him, to feel that loss with the season starting?
Yeah, you know, Maggie, it is, you're right. I mean, literally, Uke has been with the Milwaukee Brewers since before I was born, and I'm not young. So, you know, it is, to say he's a legend, to say that, you know, all the things we all know about him, he had a way. He was one of the most incredible human beings, and someone that may we all hold him out to our children as role models, because he was the kindest individual you'll ever meet. Somebody said the other day that if you were with Bob for a day and having a bad day, you were working really hard to have a bad day. That man, you know, was hilarious, but he was also he just knew things. He just knew things. To honor him has been such a privilege, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So devastating at some points. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, so I've been around 22 years. What Bob did for me, and I didn't realize it every single day, but it wasn't a secret. The first time I met Bob, I'd been with the club for about a month. And it was funny, I started in December. And for those who know the baseball cycle, I was brand new in December. I had two babies. You know, the baseball goes a little quiet for a few weeks in December, right around the holidays, because then spring training leaps up. But for spring training, tons of people head out and work from their spring training locations. So here I am at our office, like walking around like, are there any humans here? Like, what is going on? But somebody gave me a tour one of those days. And we went downstairs on our service level where the clubhouses are. And I met Bob. And I froze, like literally froze, right? I sort of stopped like, oh my gosh, we shouldn't be here. Like, you know, and I was being given a tour by somebody that we were totally where we could be.
You were legit.
And I guess we were legit. I was still learning I was legit. You know, it was a long time ago. And Bob looked at me and he's like, hey, kid, which I got to tell, like, he called me kid until the last time I saw him. And there are certain things from certain people
that are just, you know, fine. Yes.
Well, and just amazing, frankly, yes. Better than fine. They were amazing. And because I knew what it meant. I knew where it came from. And because what always went together with that was, don't look that way. You belong here.
Yes.
Uke said that to me, even when I didn't belong in certain places, to be totally honest with you, Maggie, he'd be like, get in here. You belong here. And you know, when somebody says that to you enough times, right? And it was all different contexts. I'd be in a crowd of people and he'd, you know, nudge us up, right? Me, yep. Others, you know, we'd be in a room and he'd be like, don't sneak around back there. Get up here. You belong in here. But there would also be those big moments where he could see it in my eyes, even when I was as confident as I could be, where he'd say out of nowhere, you belong here, let's go. And I guess I will never, as long as I live, that is what he did for so many people. And for me, he has had no idea, except that I told him endlessly, right, what that really meant and how often I went to that mm-hmm. as, okay, kid, you belong here, you belong here, like to my, all that self-talk, right? But look, I don't know if people understand when a player and players wear plaid because it reminds them of you. Someone who, you know, yes, you were a player, but you are, you know, they loved Bob, those players. They loved him and love him in a way that you can't explain. But when Yelly did that, and when Yelly is, you know, out there talking about these things, you know, there's no better, bigger signal than how beloved he really is and was.
Yeah, I remember, Marty, and listening to you talk about Bob and every single woman who has been in places where you are one of very few and has enjoyed any modicum of success knows their Bob Uecker for that very thing that you're describing. It's like, don't be afraid. You earned it. You're here. Do your thing because you're deserving. That level of support, it cannot be overemphasized. And his self-deprecation is the stuff of legend. It's one of the things that made him such a legendary and unforgettable broadcaster. The Eucharisms, I mean, so many things.
I don't mean to interrupt. He is brilliant. Like, yes. He is so brilliant to be that kind, right? He was a player for so long. Then he was, you know, and a father and a family man. And then he was a movie star and a TV star. And then he decides that he's going to get into broadcasting. You know, it was literally like thrown in there. To be as funny as that man is, you are so brilliant. Because it was moments. There's no notes. We talk all the time about how when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, he did not have notes with him. If you go listen to it on
that
YouTube,
speech.
It is one of the most brilliant speeches. It will make you cry, especially now. But he's just the level of brilliance from this man who remained so humble and who loved this state.
Yes.
He didn't want to be somewhere else. He wasn't looking to go run with the big guys. He loved it here and he knew he could make an impact here. And, you know, there's just something incredible about that. There is something that I will never, ever forget. And we've been so honored. His family has allowed us to celebrate him. We will have another large celebration of Bob's life at the end of August where fans can buy tickets. We will announce that soon. We are so excited.
I will be there. Marty, will you please come back and talk more baseball business, the Brewers specifically, Bob Uecker's legacy, all that's going on. Frankly, I would usually try to see if I could get another segment out of you, but I don't want to over assume and take too much of your time. You've got so much going on with the crew. I'm also very happy to remind you and all of our listeners that Civic Media has the most Brewers coverage statewide across 5 of our network stations out of Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and our newest affiliate in Hayward. I got to leave it there. Marty, thank you so much. Go crew. We're going to give away some
tickets. Thank you, Maggie.
Next.
Go Brewers.
Go Brewers. Tune in tonight, 7:10. Go pick up some tickets and get some free tickets next.